The Port Coquitlam Community Foundation's board chair is taking another chance at potentially earning a seat on City Council. On Friday, August 26, Dawn Becker became the latest known candidate to formally announce her campaign for the 2022 municipal election, set for October 15. This is the second time Becker has thrown her hat in the ring for council. In 2018, she was the third runner-up for the sixth and final spot after earning 30% of the overall ballot, 3,567 votes. Now, the Port Coquitlam resident of 25 years believes it's time to question the status quo of the city in leading to better decisions on growth and development. We live in a beautiful small city. Employing a range of approaches to maintain balance, seek win-win solutions and maximize opportunities allows City Council to strengthen the pillars of community, business and environment, Becker explained in a release sent to the Tri-City News. According to her website, Becker's campaign appears to be rooted in ensuring community-oriented decisions. This includes those made for the environment, traffic and transportation, as well as housing and taxpayer fund management. If elected, Becker believes she can remove obstacles to achieve impactful results. Serving on a number of diverse boards has given me hands-on experience as I listened, learned and shared my perspective, she said. As a city councillor, I will serve Port Coquitlam with commitment, integrity and fairness. Becker is also a 21-year member with the IWA Forest Industry Pension and Long-Term Disability Plans, which represents Canadian forestry workers and their families. As well, she said she's an active volunteer with several community groups, including People's Pantry, United Way and Lions Club. Other known candidates who have formally announced their intentions to run include Mathila Karnick, Justin Alexander Smith, Sarah Harbord, Eric Minty, Jamie Watson, Council incumbents Dean Washington, Glenn Pollock, Nancy McCurrich and Steve Darling, and mayoral incumbent Brad West. For SD43's Board of Education, Michael Thomas and Christine Pollock have both announced they are seeking re-election. For more information on Becker and her platform, you can visit her campaign website. She can also be reached directly by phone at 604-319-4652 or by email, donbeckerpoco2022@gmail.com. As well, the Tri-Cities Chamber of Commerce has scheduled a series of all-candidates debates for local 2022 civic elections. Port Coquitlam mayor and council nominees will get the chance to speak to the issues that matter to them, and take questions from the public, at Riverside Community Church on October 3.